Hello, 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 and happy Saturday, my favorite foodies. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Dishing with Donna show, a celebrity food and wine show here to get you hungry with me every single weekend. Don't forget, check everything out at facebook.com/the Dishing with Donna show or /dishingDonna. Either one will take you to everything. And as a friendly reminder for all of you out there who's been waiting, I apologize. We are just about a week or two behind on the new website getting ready to launch. I'm super excited about that. It is going to be www.dishingdonna.com with all new stuff that we have never done before in 5 years. I'll be talking more about that next week. But guys, we have got a fantastic show for you today. I am so excited. There is a lot going on in this hour. So much to pack in. For example, the first people we are going to talk to today are some of my new favorite heroes in the fitness and world of health and happiness, and that is the Super Sisters. They are a personal training, fitness consultant, recipe making power team, powerhouse of sisterhood out in LA on the West Coast, and they are calling in today to talk to you about their super system. It's something that has really started to kind of kickstart the second half of my personal weight loss journey. I've lost about 20 to 25 pounds over the past several months, and I kind of got to a little lull, little plateau, and I needed something to kind of shoot me out of the door, and that is for the Super Sisters and everything that they have to offer to get you guys motivated and off the couch as well. Then, after we talk to the Super Sisters for a while, then we are going to have our Celebrity Grits segment, as usual, with Herb Mesa, Food Network chef. And then closing, we are going to be able to talk to the executive chef of all of Turner Field, the Atlanta Braves, executive chef Carl. He is going to be in here physically in studio with us, and he has got a giveaway. Are you ready for this? He has got a giveaway for you guys to one lucky caller. It is two tickets to the August Big Night Out event at Turner Stadium. And as a friendly reminder, that is $145 per person to come out before the game begins and to watch myself, me, and Herb Mesa do a big culinary showmanship demo for you guys. And you get to hang out, watch the whole game in the Chairman's Suite on the 755 Club level. Beautiful, stunning. And then at the end of the game, there's a huge fireworks display. We'll be on the Jumbotron and just have a blast. So we are giving away two tickets to that event this hour. Oh, yeah. I have got to go to our first commercial break because as soon as we come back, guys, we've got the Super Sisters calling in. I want you to listen. They are so cute. They are so funny, so upbeat. And they went, and I hope they don't mind me saying this, but like what we say here on the Dishing with Donna show a lot, they went from fat to fit. They went from being unhealthy with the way that they looked, and they made a drastic change in their life, and now they are motivating everybody else to become the super sexy sisters that they are. You don't want to miss it. Stay tight. This is the Dishing with Donna show.
Dennis Prager is upset over the reversal of Prop 8 in California.
There should be a suit against the governor of the state of California for not defending California law. This notion that the left wants democracy and the voices of people heard, it's just not true. It's only true when it works on behalf of their views.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at noon, right before Michael Medved at 3, on Talk 920. Radio that resonates.
Thank you for making my dream a reality and publishing my very first book.
Karen Notner is author of Is Jesus Your Pearl?
You encouraged me, you laughed with me, and you held my hand through the entire process.
Karen's publisher is Zulon Press. Do you dream about publishing? Make the dream real with America's fastest growing Christian book publisher. Your free publishing guide is waiting at ChristianPublishing.com.
Thank you so much to all the wonderful professionals at Zulon Press.
Visit Zulon Press at ChristianPublishing.com.
You gotta love a sirloin. It's the steak of all trades. Lending a lean hand wherever the barbecue needs it. You got a spot on the grill? Throw it on as a steak. Kebab needs cubes? Sirloin's the answer. Heck, strip it up for fajitas if you like. It just wants to do its part. That's the sirloin. One of 29 lean cuts that make beef one powerful protein. Learn to love them all. Beef. It's what's for dinner.
You gotta love living well, and you gotta love doing it deliciously with lean beef. You see, it's one of the few ways that you can treat yourself while treating yourself right. That's because it's not only tasty, it fits with fitness, thanks to its leanness and plentiful protein. So live well, and get there in delicious fashion with lean beef.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Nearly one-third of all American adults have high blood pressure, and more than half of them don't have it under control. Simply seeing a doctor and taking medications isn't enough for many people who have high blood pressure. A team-based approach by patients, healthcare systems, and healthcare providers is one of the best ways to treat uncontrolled high blood pressure. Patients can improve control by measuring and recording their own blood pressure between office visits, and by taking medications as prescribed. Healthcare systems can use electronic health records and patient registries to find and follow up with patients and automatically notify doctors about patients who have high blood pressure readings. Healthcare providers can see patients with high blood pressure more often until control is achieved. To learn more about the ways we can all work together to achieve blood pressure control, visit www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text. Oh, there's another one. Wow. Busy, busy me. So, anyway...
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. My friends keep commenting on my comment. Oh, there's another one. So many comments on my comment.
Oh, I can't wait to watch TV tonight. Playoffs!
Hey, guys, check out my new video game.
Pew, pew. Wait. Mom, what?
Huh?
What?
Hold
on.
What'd you say?
Wait a second, what?
This weekend, unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing nature firsthand. Trees, paths, bluebirds, streams. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Radio. That's just a click away.
Hi, friends. Dennis Prager.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher.
Bill Bennett here.
Hi, it's Hugh Hewitt.
This is Michael Medved.
Talk920.com.
That's just a click away.
I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility. And I know someday that it'll all turn up. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, that I'll give so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet.
Hello, Atlanta. We are back. Thank you so much for hanging tight. Again, you are listening to the Dishing with Donna show, and we have got the Super Sisters from L.A. calling in. I was going to put them on in this segment, but lo and behold, we had the one and only Chef Carl knock on the door of the studio here in just a second, so I'm going to play the Super Sisters here next segment, because right now I'm so excited to look over to my left and see the executive chef of Turner Field, the Atlanta Braves, and that is our good friend, Executive Chef Carl. How are you doing today?
Oh, doing great.
Thank you. I know you got stuck in traffic trying to get here, so I'm glad you showed up. I wasn't expecting you till a little later.
Yeah, we finally made it through. A little accident on 75.
Well, okay, so for everybody out there listening, I've already reminded you and told you what the big night out is. And by the way, Herb Mesa from the Food Network, Next Food Network Star, is sitting here as well. Hi, Herb.
Hello.
Thank you for coming on the show here. And the reason I have you, you're a double interview guy today.
Yeah, I'm a big night out chef, and I do celebrity grits.
Yeah, you're going to be doing celebrity grits here at the end of the hour. You got
yes.
good stuff for us today?
I've got some good stuff. Okay. I always got good stuff. Even when it's bad stuff, it's good stuff.
All right, now, the last big night out that we had, the two of you gentlemen did the demo show yourselves. I was the one standing off taking pictures in the back, which is unusual. It felt weird not to be in a chef coat, by the way. I kept saying that. I was like, I feel like I should be doing something. But you, the two of you, you just nailed it. Why don't you tell everybody what you cooked?
Well, I started off, I did a nice fig and roast pork empanada. We served that with a roasted grape tomato sofrito sauce. I also did a smoked duck taco, and that had a mango slaw.
My favorite was the empanada, by the way.
Yeah, I really like that thing. I like the sauce that you made for that empanada. It was really, really good. And then I made a... since we were playing the Diamondbacks, we stuck with a more southwestern type of theme. So I did a fish taco made with mahi-mahi, a jicama and cilantro slaw, and I topped that off with a habanero and poblano tomatillo salsa. And it's a mouthful, ain't it?
I love how you're very, very Latin and Spanish is your first language, and you just said that with zero accent.
Because I want people to understand. I can say tomatillo salsa, and they'll be like, what did he just say? So I'll say it. You know, I can be Anglo. I'm a chameleon. I blend.
Okay, so keep going.
So I made that, and then I made my concoction, a lime and ginger fizz.
A libation.
Libation.
Now, Chef Carl, do you normally you don't normally get in front of actual people and do demo shows. You're kind of the, you know, mastermind behind the scene. How does that work?
Yeah, I do more behind the scenes stuff. I pretty much have to organize the food for every concession stand, every suite, every private club that's in Turner Field.
I would not want to have this man's job. All right, it's a madhouse. How many food outlets do you have out there in the stadium?
We have over 55 concession stands, two premium clubs, 56 suites, two restaurants that do about 1,200 covers a night.
Whew, that's a lot. Now, how does this stadium differ from any of the other stadiums that you have worked in the past, and which ones are those?
I have to walk a lot more here.
It is big.
Yeah, I worked in some great places. I was a chef at Lambeau Field for a couple years. I did Wrigley Field. Just previously, I opened the arena in Pittsburgh for the Penguins. So that was a great adventure there because we got to design it and open it from ground up since it was brand new. So it was nice.
Well, then what brought you here to us here in Atlanta and Turner Field?
I enjoy baseball. So a baseball opportunity opened up for me. So
you can say baseball has been very, very good to you?
It's been very, very good to me.
It's funny because Herb and I, we've been through, let's see, Chef Orazio Lamana.
Was our starting chef, right?
Chef Michael Pappas.
Yes.
And then last year we had Chef Marcos just kind of filling in as an interim. And now we have you.
Yeah, you're stuck with me for a while. I plan on being in Atlanta for a good many years. So.
Good. I'm That's glad. Good. So what is kind of the difference between like Turner Field and Atlanta Braves versus maybe some of the other places you've been besides the walking, like food wise, is there any difference? Because I know like you think of Chicago, is the menu much more of a Chicago street menu up there at Wrigley Field, or is it kind of shishi frou-frou the way you have it here in Atlanta?
It's more of the traditional street food down there. Italian beef and sausage is big, and then the Chicago dog's huge down there. It's all about the bread when it comes to Chicago. You have to have a great Ganella roll. That's what makes a lot of the sandwiches in Chicago.
It's all about the bread at Wrigley Field. What's that all about here at Turner Field? Figure it out.
Turner Field's about the barbecue.
Yeah, there we go.
Here we do it all in-house. Everything's made from scratch. All of our pickles are made in-house. All of our lunch meats are smoked in-house. So we have two smokers that hold about 300-400 pounds of meat apiece.
All right, I got to cook. So since you're feeding, so on an average night, how many people are you feeding, you say?
Average night?
Game night.
Game night, depending on attendance. I mean,
on a good
probably about 25,000.
25,000 servings on average. And how much of that would how much weight in meat are you talking about right there?
We go through roughly our pulled pork about 500 pounds a game.
Wow, that's a lot of meat. That's a lot of pulled pork.
Well, you know what though? I think Chef Carl likes that because we had a nice little personal conversation off air.
Yeah, he's
last week.
One of those hunting tuba dudes that sets up traps and kills in the woods. You know, I heard that part of the conversation.
Tell us a little bit about your hobby behind the scenes and at home. How do you entertain with food at home? Because you kind of blew my mind with some of the stuff that you do.
And when are we coming over?
Exactly. He did invite us, babe.
He did. Don't bring food, is what he said.
No, I don't want to.
Free food? Okay, I'll go.
No, I enjoy doing a lot of barbecuing at home. I mean, it's one of my hobbies to do, so I'll load up the grill with some turkeys, ribs, briskets, pork butts. I'll get up about midnight, start firing up the old wood-fired stove. I don't use any kind of propane or gas at home. It's all wood-fired.
Wow.
So I'll start about midnight, and usually people eat about 2.
Well, no, come on. Slow down. Tell me about your sleeping chair.
Oh, I got my nice lawn chair in the garage. So every hour, my phone goes off with the alarm, and I got to get up, and I got to put another stick of pecan in the fire to keep it going, maintain that proper temperature. So it's all my
process. That's a lot of love.
A 24-hour thing that you do for your guests, and he'll wake up, and he shifts the fire, shifts it all around, and he'll go back to sleep. Then he jumps up and does it a little bit more and then goes back to sleep. And then they start eating, you said, around 2, and by that time you're done, you're spent, you're sleeping.
Yeah, I usually...
Oh, so you're a lot of fun to be around this barbecue, aren't you?
That's what he said last time. He was like, right when everybody's starting to get all excited and up, I'm ready to go to bed.
Well, it all depends. If Herb comes over and makes one of his concoctions, I might stay up a little bit longer.
I'll make a caffeinated cocktail for you.
Herb is very good at creating those libations. Even the healthy ones.
Yes.
Always the healthy.
Always very natural. Always using the best ingredients.
Of course. Okay, now, really quickly, because I know this radio goes really fast already.
Muy rapido.
Yeah. What are some of the things that you want to highlight about what's going on right now or maybe this season in terms of the Turner Field or maybe even Big Night Out or anything that you might want to plug?
Well, this year attendance has been great. We're changing a lot of the food in the plaza. We're trying to bring more scratch food to all the average ticket holders that come in there and not only have to have a premium seat to get premium food.
Can you explain what scratch food would mean for all these radio people out there?
Making things in-house, not using a prefabricated product. So we'll make all of our own batters, our sauces, our dressings, everything in-house in one of our main kitchens downstairs, then distribute amongst the stands. We got a great pub dog in WP1. It's a Guinness Stout beer battered hot dog. It's got a whole grain mustard malt vinegar slaw. That's gone very popular. We're doing the Chipper Jones sandwich, the Yickety Yamwich.
What's on the Chipper Jones sandwich? What's the Chipper Jones sandwich?
It's a braised short rib grilled cheese. It's got brie, homemade apple butter, and aged Wisconsin cheddar cheese.
Okay, can we have that when we go there next week?
Yeah, no problem.
We'll be there next week.
We'll be there next week. I expect one of those clickety-clack. What was it?
The Yickety Yamwich.
The Yickety Yamwich. That's a mouthful.
I know that we have to go already, but we're going to do a giveaway, Chef Carl, to the Big Night Out event. The one in August is the one that we've been given clearance for.
Nice.
The one in August.
Yeah, because they're normally sold out, so it's hard to get a ticket.
Exactly.
So to be able to squeeze one out, that's a pretty great giveaway.
Well, I got to cook with Herb, so I expect to cook with Donna next time.
I would love to do that. I know that next Friday's Big Night Out is Bobby Dean, and then
Rumor has it. Then
two after that is Kevin Rathman.
Yep.
So there's some really good, and then of course, hello, Herb and myself.
We've got the firemen on the
Right?
29.
It's going to be fun. So, Chef Carl, what is your favorite number 1 through 10?
Favorite number 1 through 10?
Uh-huh.
3.
Wow. Okay. We will take caller number 3. You are winning 2 tickets to Big Night Out. The first one in August. You can check out all the information at www.braves.com. And again, it's $145 per person. It's a big culinary cooking show. And then you have tons of food and drinks and fireworks. And it's just a big night. Totally VIP style. Here's the number to call, 770. What's our new number? 226-0920. Again, 770-226-0920. Call me right now. We'll take caller number 3, Super Sisters, next.
She ain't around. Haven't you heard the rumor? It's just
Talk 920. Weather.
Well, the watch remains in effect for tomorrow evening. Drenching showers and thunderstorms will be in the area for tonight and tomorrow. Skies will be mostly cloudy. Low near 74 tonight, high 82 tomorrow. Watch for flooding, especially in poor drainage areas. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with some more showers and thunderstorms around, mainly in the evening, low 70. Monday, mostly cloudy, a couple more, mainly afternoon showers and heavy thunderstorms, high 86. Additional drenching thunderstorms will be around Tuesday night. Thank you, weather meteorologist Frank Strait for Talk 920.
You gotta love lean beef. And that means meals that don't begin with, I'll just have leftovers or I'll just have whatever. Don't have just whatever. You know what you really want, so make a statement. I'll have a steak, please. I'll have it medium rare with 10 deliciously essential nutrients and our favorite thing, succulents, which always comes with a side of satisfaction. Beef, it's what's for dinner. You gotta love a sirloin. It's the steak of all trades. Lending a lean hand wherever the barbecue needs it. You got a spot on the grill? Throw it on as a steak. Kebab needs cubes? Sirloin's the answer. Heck, strip it up for fajitas if you like. It just wants to do its part. That's the sirloin. One of 29 lean cuts that make beef one powerful protein. Learn to love them all. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Michael Medved backs immigration reform.
I actually think it's going to be the salvation of the Republican Party.
And will help this country move toward coalescing around a new president.
When this immigration bill is signed, flanked by the president who preceded him, George W. Bush, and then on the other side of President Obama
would be the president who will succeed him.
That would be President Marco Rubio.
The Michael Medved Show, afternoons at 3, right before Hugh Hewitt at 6, on Talk 920. Radio that resonates.
I don't know why you think that you could help me when you couldn't get by yourself. And I don't know who would ever want to tell the seam of someone's dream. Baby, it's fine. You said that we should just be.
All right, Atlanta, thank you so much for tuning in today. You are listening to the Dishing with Donna show. And like I said earlier, we have got so much to cover this hour and this week. And I'm super excited. I say super excited because I have got two girls on the show today that I've already been telling you about. They are called the Super Sisters, calling in from West Coast LA today. Ladies, how are you guys doing?
We're good.
We're great.
Good. We have got Sarah and Liz on the line. Now, just for everybody out there listening, who is the oldest?
I am Liz.
Liz is by how much?
2 years.
Oh, okay. So no wonder you guys are so close. One of the things that I am so excited to have you on the show for is because I'm starting this whole health and happiness segment and movement, and I'm a little late on this trend, obviously, but you guys are one of the people that have motivated me the most out of the just plethora of fitness people, motivational trainers out there, and I'm so excited to have you on the show. So just, again, thank you so much for being here.
We're excited to be here.
Good. I'm glad. And by the way, you guys can go check them out right now as you're listening to them at www.gosupersisters.com. We'll talk about more in their website in just a second. But first, one of the reasons your story is so relatable is because both of you went from being more on the unhealthy side, not really liking the way that you looked, having issues, and then turning your entire lives around. And now both of you are drop dead gorgeous with killer bodies. They're trainers in LA. So one of you just start off and kind of just give your own testimony so that everybody out there can, you know, relate to you as I do.
Well, I guess I'll start. Well, we grew up in the Midwest, so healthy eating and exercise really weren't happening for us there. I mean, our parents did their best with everything, you know, teaching us how to cook some things, but it's just that food wasn't really available, and exercise was never really something that we considered to be fun. we were the kids that would rather sit inside and watch TV or play video games and all that than go outside and, you know, get hot and sweaty, and we really just didn't like it. And I think for me, a part of that change came when I realized, I mean, you can read all about our personal stories on our website, but I think for me, I just hit a point where I was like, okay, enough is enough. Like, I'm clearly not happy living this way. I only get to live once. And, you know, when am I going to do it if not now? So I decided to make a change. I started getting into running and doing a lot more physical activity and focusing more on what I was eating. And I didn't really do it the right way at first because I didn't really know what to do.
Well, first of all, how old were you at this point?
I started really getting into it my junior year of college.
Okay, so you graduated high school not yet changing your lifestyle.
Right, yeah, okay. I didn't really know what to do then. And I think junior year of college, that was around the time that I moved out to California because I decided, I'm not happy living in Michigan. I'm just going to go for it. I'm going to go for my dream. I'm going to shoot over to the West Coast because I always wanted to do it. So,
okay, so yours was kind of a college thing, moving to California thing for you.
Yeah.
Well, I can see why moving to California would be a trigger. I would be, I would be so, like, because, you know, there's a stereotype for every geographical area. Trust me, I know what our stereotype is for the South. But, you know, out in California, you know, you hear plastic, perfect, you know, Barbie doll, da-da-da-da, all the time is kind of how you relate. So what about you, Sarah? I mean, what was your trigger?
Kind of pretty similar. You know, we grew up not so healthy and our parents never really cared too much about the way we were eating or if we were exercising or anything like that. And for me, growing up, I had so many friends who were into sports and I always wished, like it was like my dream. I would see my friends go play sports and be on teams and I wanted that so bad, but mm-hmm. I like in my mind was like, oh, I'm just not athletic. I'll never be like that.
Okay.
And then it was actually just watching Liz. It was watching Liz go through that change and seeing, okay, we both grew up the same way, kind of viewed everything in the same way. And then I saw her change her eating habits, and she just looked so happy. She looked so much happier. She looked so healthy, and that's what motivated me. I was like, well, if she can do it, I can do it.
Well, yeah, I love how, I can't remember off the top of my head if it's your website or if it's your Facebook page, but you just hit it on the head. You said it always, you guys have a quote listed and it says, it always seems impossible until it's done. Like exactly. What you just said with sports, it seemed impossible for you. Was it? No, of course not. But that's just how you felt because you hadn't gotten yourself to that point yet. But now you guys have.
For me, it was, I started doing a lot of cardio and running because that's all I knew how to do. It's like everyone knows how to run. And so we see that a lot now as personal trainers. It's kind of just a default workout. And, you know, at that time it was kind of like, well, it's better than doing nothing. But over time I personally started to get overuse injuries. I had knee pain all the time and it just started to get to a point where I wasn't able to run and do that anymore. So I decided to educate myself on, okay, well, if I can't do that, I probably shouldn't be doing all that cardio anyway. I'm going to learn everything that I should be doing and doing the right way. And that's when we got into strength training and we went on to get our personal trainer certifications and learn basically proper form, how to do everything the right way so that you don't get those overuse injuries and so that you actually have a plan and a program to follow, which is the only thing that's in my eyes, truly sustainable. And I see it now, too, with my clients all the time. And I know Sarah's the same way. We see it in our group exercise classes, all of that stuff. That, you know, doing one type of training, it's not really necessarily sustainable for all people. So.
Well, I love what you just said because it hit home with me. I've lost almost 25 pounds over the past couple of months, and I didn't know really what to do either, so I defaulted on just running.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I've been doing, running, 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 and maybe you guys can help me out. I hit a plateau. When I hit the 25-pound mark, girls, I have consistently still been working out and still been eating fine, and the scale has not moved, and my body has not moved in almost a month. And I'm like, I have got to change something up. And so I started just about a week, 2 weeks ago with the strength training and the weight training, and oh, my God, it's a totally different crazy thing for me. It's completely different. I was like, where was this all along? And it's because people don't know to go to people like you to learn.
Oh yeah, totally. Anybody can learn how to do it. I mean, the human body was designed to move. You have muscles in your body designed to be developed and strong and healthy, and a lot of that takes the pressure off of the joints in your body. There's also, I mean, I didn't know this, but there's a proper way to run if you're not running properly. Like if you're heel striking and slamming your heels into the ground instead of being, you know, a little bit more midfoot or up on the ball of the feet, even that can lead to injury. So everything that you do physically, your body is, it's a biomechanical machine, and there's a proper way to do everything so that you're not going to be putting strain where strain shouldn't be put.
I want you to tell everybody and just kind of take the stage, because what you're about to get into right now, and I think, you guys have already highlighted some of it. I want you to go through what your super system is. And I know it's kind of a brand new thing. You just launched it not too long ago, but I think this is fantastic. And everybody listening needs to perk up those ears, because I was floored with just how much different angles of information and help you guys have to offer. It kind of blew my mind. So, hey, this is your platform. Go for it.
Well, I'll let Sarah handle the food, because she's kind of the food expert on our team. We actually really complement each other very well, as I focus more on we both do, you know, food and fitness, but I focus more on the fitness side and is a genius in the kitchen. So I'll let her handle the food. But as far as the system goes, go supersystem.com, and it's actually really because we are holding a contest starting July 8th, which I'll actually get into after I give you a basic breakdown of what the system is. But basically, when you go to GoSuperSystem.com, it's our membership website. So it's a community of people who are looking for, you know, an easy, sustainable, easy to understand system that they can follow that includes, exercise, healthy recipes, all the scientific information, because there's so much of it, and it's always constantly changing. There's all of these new trends and all of that. It can be overwhelming sometimes. And the place that this came out of was we saw some of our clients struggling with just how much information there is.
So it's overload. It can be an overload.
Totally. Yeah. So we compiled all of the best information, put it all into the system, and on top of that, we created a 12-week strength training program that is a part of the system as well. And then we have all of your meals are broken down into 5 meals a day. There's over 100 healthy recipes in there. So, and it's all searchable. So if you want pancakes for breakfast, you go into the breakfast tab and you can search for all of our pancake recipes. They're all clean eating, which I don't know if your listeners know about what eating clean is.
Define it for anybody who's listening for the first time.
Okay. So eating clean is basically not eating processed foods or avoiding them as much as possible. And processed foods can be anything from, you know, a loaf of bread to a box of cereal, anything that really comes in a box and doesn't come from the earth. So you want things that are minimally processed. And all of our recipes, you know, we try to avoid chemical additives. We try to avoid all that, you know, just stuff that your body wasn't designed to process. So all of our recipes are considered clean. And we give you, on top of that, we give you tips and tricks for calculating. If you want to calculate calories, we don't personally do that, but if you want to, if you're a complete beginner, you know, you want to know exactly what you should be doing, we teach you how to do that. We go through some meal prep tips for how to prep your meals before the week even starts, so you can just grab and go. We have tips for how to eat out at restaurants, how to eat while traveling, how to drink alcohol if you must drink alcohol. We don't drink alcohol, but we understand that sometimes you have to go out for work events and stuff like that.
Not so at all? Neither one of you?
Not really.
Not even wine? Good for the heart.
Occasionally wine. That's my only thing, is a glass of wine every once in a while is nice.
But, I cook with wine all the time. Well, I shouldn't say it. I don't anymore. So, okay, keep going.
So we give you a realistic, sustainable, long-term lifestyle system, and that's something that we haven't really seen out there in the fitness industry. We usually just see, you know, a 3-week program and that's it.
Or just like quick fixes.
Okay.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. So it's kind of more sustainable, realistic for real people, because that's what we are and that's what our clients are. So we created the system, you know, to help even more people, reach more people online and expand the space and build this community.
Well, I'll tell you, when I was looking, and again, everything they're talking about, you can check out for yourself at GoSuperSisters.com, and you can watch their video, because that's what really got me all excited, was watching their video right there on their main page. And everything that you just talked about, one of the things that jumped out at me, and I think you piped up in the background and said the quick fix workouts, and then you guys said if you have a date or a special event or something within a 5-day time period that you just need to slim down as much as you can. I love that. That's so great. That, and then what's the HIIT workouts? Explain that.
Oh, wow. Okay. So HIIT stands for High Intensity Interval Training. And the thing about the quick fix is that there really is no such thing as a quick fix. Fitness is a lifestyle, and that's what this program is. So the best way to train that we found and that the science that we've all researched backs up is that you have to have muscle in your body. And what high-intensity interval training does is it's a way of training at very maximal effort for very short periods of time. And it's the only method of training that has been shown not to burn calories or not to burn muscle tissue versus fat.
Okay.
So if you want to not lose your muscle, which is what cardio does, if you do enough cardio, eventually your body's going to tap into your muscle stores. And that's why, you know, if you look at Olympic athletes, look at the endurance runners, they have nothing on their body. But then look at the sprinters. Sprinters are the ones who are very muscularly developed, and you're not going to get super ripped like Arnold or anything.
Right.
Don't get worried about that. I mean, the normal person, the average person, isn't going to look like that. But high intensity interval training is, first of all, it's more fun because they're shorter workouts, and you'll get better results because you're not going to eat into your muscle.
So HIIT workouts, high intensity training. I was just thinking you're talking about, you know, boxing, punching bags. I didn't know until you just broke it down. That's even what you were talking about. Oh, that's hilarious. I love it. Okay, so let's jump into the food side of things, because not only in the super system do you break down, like what you just said, the meals and meal preps and recipes and ideas and things like that, but then I know you guys even have an ebook, which is called The Healthy Little Book of Barbecue Eats and Summer Sweets. So now, other sister, is this you that does the food kind of?
I am the food creator.
Okay, good. Talk to me about that, because that's my language. I can talk about food all day. You don't even know.
Oh, me too. I mean, who doesn't love food? I think we all love food, and that's kind of the big inspiration behind what we're doing, is that we want to show people you don't need to deprive yourself, and you don't need to go on like a really low calorie diet or not eat certain things or cut food groups out. We really believe in eating pretty much whatever you want, but cooking it in a certain way or making substitutions for different ingredients to make it healthier and make it something you can incorporate into your everyday lifestyle so that you don't feel deprived, because when you deprive yourself, you can only deprive yourself for so long before you are going to eat whatever you're depriving yourself of. So,
right. Probably in excess, too, because you've been craving it.
Exactly. So we truly believe in just making healthy substitutions and still eating foods you enjoy eating. That's really what it's all about, because we all like to eat food. Who doesn't like to eat? You know, what's life if you can't eat what you want
to
eat?
Well, so. I have to thank you then, because you have already given me, I've already tried one of the recipes. I did your zucchini pizza boats. And my God, so simplistic, so basic, and yet the substitution of the zucchini and adding that big hunk of vegetable and taking out the bread and, you know, using what you said in your recipe, it's just... it was so good and so flavorful to be something so simplistic. I didn't feel like I was eating something that was healthy for me. And yet it is, because you use the turkey pepperoni and I'm all about the substitutions. That was awesome. And then your pulled pork barbecue sandwich jumped out at me. The apple turnovers in wonton wrappers instead of doughy butter and all. Oh my gosh,
yeah,
that is so cool. So tell me, where do you get these inspirations from, and do you have any culinary training? Talk to me about that.
I don't have any culinary training. I did want to go to school for cooking back in the day, but no, it's just kind of always been something I like doing. I don't know, while I was in college, I couldn't cook while I was living in the dorms, and then I moved home for a summer, and I just remember wanting to cook, and I got really into cooking, and I was trying to make those healthier choices, because this was when we first started getting into fitness and eating better. So I was like, God, this is so easy to just
make these simple substitutions and kind of get creative in the kitchen and eat food that tastes really good that I know is really good for me.
Well, one of the other things that you made that stood out to me, and I just wanted to, again, say thank you, was the skinny sweet potatoes, which everybody out there listening, it it looks like when you're at a restaurant and you order the what do you call them, the loaded potato skins.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they look like, and I guarantee my dad is the most unhealthy eater on planet Earth. He only eats fast food and pizza. I swear that's about it. And but if I were to give him yours, I bet you he wouldn't know. I bet you he would still eat it, assuming it was like a regular loaded baked potato. But you chose to use the sweet potato rind instead, and you filled it up with like a cauliflower cheesy mash, which everybody is doing these days as a substitute for mashed potatoes. Genius.
It tastes just like it. I swear you can't even tell the difference.
I know. And then you top it off with some turkey bacon. And I'm telling you guys, this is good stuff. And it's not, you don't have to be a brainiac or you don't have to be Julia Child to make these. I mean, it's so.
No, definitely not. I'm not like a professional cooker at all. I just like to get creative in the kitchen and, you know, sometimes things turn out really well, and I love to share, you know, my experiences and what I'm making in the kitchen. And I love when a recipe turns out and I feed it to people, and they literally have no idea it's healthy. That's the best part.
I need you to come cook for me, too. That it's just really neat to see all of this come together to make your one super system. Everybody can see it. I mean, you can see it from miles away, and y'all are just so pretty, and you're young, and you're just on fire for what you're doing, and it's motivational to other people, and it's motivational to me. So before I get into my last little quick thing here, that's cute and fun, I just want to make sure I remind everybody to go check them out again last time at GoSuperSisters.com. You can check them out on Facebook, which is facebook.com/GoSuperSisters, and you can link up to them through mine. I've already posted it, and Instagram as well, which is GoSuperSisters. Did I leave anything out?
I don't think so. I think you got it covered.
Okay, now before we close, because we've already gone past our time limit, I have, now, you know, most interviews, stuff just starts coming out left and right, and so you guys have already answered some of these questions that I prepared already, but it's fun. We'll just go through it again. So kind of like in the show Top Chef, when they just have these quick-fire challenges, like just, you know, 2 minutes or less things, I did just a top 10 quick-fire questionnaire for the two of you, and the only thing you can answer is Liz or Sarah. So let's see, fast, who is who, and if y'all both answer with the same. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Number one, who likes to eat salty stuff more?
Liz.
Who likes sweets more?
Sarah.
Before a photo shoot, who has to primp longest?
Liz. Sarah.
Oh! Growing up, who got in more trouble?
Liz.
Who is better at athletics?
Liz.
Who takes the other one's clothes the most?
Sarah. Ooh, yeah, Sarah.
Who dresses sexier?
Sarah. Yeah, Sarah.
Who spends more time in the gym?
Sarah.
Who's Sarah. Well?
Liz. I don't know. That one's hard. Yeah.
Who sweats more during a workout?
Liz.
Who spends more time in the kitchen?
Sarah.
We got that one. Okay, Sarah, answer this question. What is Liz's best body part?
Best body part? I'd say her abs.
Yeah? I have got to go look at those. Liz, what is Sarah's best body part?
Definitely her glutes.
Nice.
She's got glutes for days.
Well, I love those answers, and guys, go check them out. You can see for yourselves what they look like. Their before and after pictures are out there. Again, thank you so much for being on the show. It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
And it's a pleasure for me just to follow you guys and for you guys to continue giving me new recipe ideas that I can share here on the show and try for myself, as I got about another 20 to 25 pounds to lose myself. I'm at my halfway point.
Well, you've done great so far, and good luck, and thanks for having us on.
Thank you so much. And I'll make sure that I remind everybody to go check you out at the end of the hour. But right now, my ladies, I have got to let you go. So thank you.
Hollywood 360, Saturdays starting at 11 p.m.
Hollywood 360,
right here on Talk 920,
a TuneIn
radio station.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden you trouble had speaking, understanding?
Understanding trouble? Have you sudden have or speaking someone ever confusion?
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the five signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911 immediately. You could make a difference in someone's life, someone you love, maybe even your own.
It's late until, wait. Don't too.
Don't wait until it's too late. Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Hi there, it's Hugh Hewitt for the townhall.com Weekend Journal. Join me and my pals Bennett, Gallagher, Prager, Medved this weekend and every weekend for a fast-paced review of what you need to know from this week's news.
Sunday nights at 7 on Talk 920 Weekends. Recap the week's biggest money news and get a jump on what will make headlines on Monday with the Wall Street Journal this weekend. Saturday evenings at 6 on Talk 920. Radio that resonates.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. I've got some important economic news. The economy is slowly improving, and we saw evidence of this on May 22nd in a speech from Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve. When the economy improves, prices tend to rise. And when prices rise, mortgage interest rates usually follow. So if you've considered refinancing your home, you'd better act fast, even if you're underwater. If your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans has helped hundreds of thousands of underwater homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you out there who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. Are you one of them? Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. We're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Ah, the sweet sound of money in your pocket. For a limited time, new ExxonMobil Smart Card holders can save 18 cents a gallon at Exxon and Mobil stations. Subject to credit approval, new account holders can save 18 cents a gallon for their first two billing cycles and 6 cents a gallon each cycle after that. Just use your Exxon Mobil Smart Card to purchase at least 45 gallons in a billing cycle, and you'll receive the rebate on your billing statement for gallons 1 through 100. Get details at ExxonMobilCard.com and learn why more smart drivers choose Exxon and Mobil.
Gandhi, what do you say about peace and Iraqis? What do you say? He said peace highly overrated. We go after him.
Steve Brown.
If you miss a second of this, you're out of your mind.
Sunday nights at 11, Talk 920, Weekends.
Welcome back to the Dishing with Donna show. This is Herb Mesa, and this is Celebrity Grits. That was a really great... A couple you had on those, the Super Sisters, love that. Had a lot of great information, but I want to wish everybody a happy belated 4th of July. Since last week, we have 4th of July this week, and I know that it's just been raining buckets for days. So, but that didn't stop me from blowing stuff up in the rain that night, you know. Got a little wet, but we definitely blew up some fireworks. And with 4th of July, there's nothing that says Americana like hot dogs. And on 4th of July, we had the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. And our winner, Joey Chestnut, who's the second year that's won this contest in a row, ate 69 hot dogs, beating his old record of 68 hot dogs. Now, I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but when you look at it, one hot dog is about 272 calories. So if he ate 69 of them, that means he consumed in about 10 minutes of time 18,768 calories.
Oh my gosh.
That is 12.5 days worth of calorie intake. Okay? Versus never mind the calorie intake on something like that. The average hot dog, fat per hot dog, is about 15 grams. So if you divided that by the amount of hot dogs he ate, you're talking about 1,333 grams of fat. That's the amount of fat that you would eat in 26 days. So after the contest, they found him roaming the streets of New York, and they asked him if he's actually eaten. He says, no, he hasn't eaten anything since yesterday. And you know how when someone wins something, they go, hey, I'm going to Disneyland. His comment was, I'm really tired, and I'm going home to go to sleep. So that's what happens when you eat that many hot dogs. So a couple of other things that I wanted to touch base on, because this is Celebrity Grits, and I want to focus on positive stories that have to do with celebrities. I was searching the web, and I found this article about Matthew Perry. You guys know who that guy is, the guy from Friends. And he's struggled with addiction for years. He's actually done something that I found incredible. You always see celebrities out there putting their names on certain organizations and foundations, and usually they're either just donating or they're just showing up to generate, you know, money for these organizations. He's taken it a little step further. He's taken it a step further, and he's actually taken one of his homes and has turned it into a rehab house for people who want to straighten out their lives, which I found to be pretty amazing because you don't hear about that. And inside of his house, you have a 12-step program. You have meditation. He's got exercise for them. And he's actually an ambassador to his halfway house, which, again, is very unlikely because usually, you know, celebrities like to show face and it's a lot of hoopla. But that is really incredible that he's doing something like that. In other news, which I found to be funny, which I never thought I was going to be a person that would talk about, Justin Bieber, who's constantly in trouble with stuff. Actually, I don't know if you guys remember a couple weeks back, the tornado victims in Oklahoma. There were 12 deaths in that. And he actually donated 200 tickets for the victims of last month's tornado for them to all go to the concert. So that's awesome. Herb Mesa with Celebrity Grits. Turning it over back to Donna Rodriguez.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that, Herb Mesa. Thank you, Super Sisters. Thank you to Chef Carl from the Turner Field. And I hope that God is blessing each and every one of you the way that he blesses us here on the show. And now, my favorite foodies, you know what to do. Get up and go eat something.
Buen provecho. Skipping and jumping.